Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Hello there. How many remember the little saying, she loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. Love can sometimes be unpredictably frustrating and can be even painful. While it offers lots of rewards, seldom do those benefits come without some dedicated effort and some willingness to accept some challenges. When looking for a one-word definition for love, the word understanding kept coming to mind. Now, why would understanding come to mind so often? Because we all have flaws. We all have situations. We all have things in our life that could irritate someone, that could rub each other the wrong way. But if we have understanding, if we have love for one another, if we know that we're not always going to agree on everything, if we know that someone else's opinion may be different than our opinion, and we agree to disagree. Too often now, we've reached a place where we feel as though others' opinions are somehow diminished, are not as important as our opinions. But the reality is, we all have a voice. You should never feel like you're less than or be around those who make you feel like you're less than. Loving one another means understanding, commitment to accepting people regardless of their thoughts, regardless of their opinions, regardless of their ideas. It doesn't mean agreeing with them. It just means having a little understanding. This is Pastor Troy McCrory at Fountain of Life in Jefferson City. I'm asking you today, remind yourself the next time you hear something that just drives you crazy, maybe just have a little bit of understanding. Love one another just as God has loved us. We'll be right back.